So this morning we're talking about stimulus checks. How are people spending them? Robin tells us on our website, you asked how I spent my stimulus check? I didn't, she says. I put it in my savings account. If you still haven't figured out how to keep your government bonus from burning a hole in your pocket, well, Rudy Adler, you there?
Sorry, what?
Rudy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. You're the founder of a website, howispentmystimulus.com. You're here to guide folks. You set up a website. How'd you do it?
So basically, we created this site. It's sort of a collaborative blog that allows people to go on and post a photo and write a description of what they bought and why.
And did you use your stimulus money for this website?
You know, I did. Actually, it costs a few $100s to get it developed. So, you could say that.
So this is actually stimulating the economy, setting up a website and creating some sort of commerce that wasn't there to begin with. What are you finding out about other people's choices in spending their checks?
Well, so far there's been a really spectacular response. We've had over 900 stories posted to the site. And they really sort of run the gamut of what you'd expect. I mean, some stories are funny, some are sincere, some are sad, and some are just sort of plain weird. And I think...
Could we begin with weird?
Sort of, sorry, what?
Could we begin with weird?
Okay, let's begin with weird. Some of the weirder stories that I think people posted, there was a guy that wrote a story in about how he used his money to bail himself out of prison. And so he's holding a photo of his bail note, posted that photo. There have been a few sort of obsessive collectors on the site. There was one guy that collects Terminator 2 memorabilia, and he bought an arcade machine. There's a guy who collects Transformer memorabilia, and he took a picture of his giant Transformer collection.
What about more mainstream suggestions? And all those are stimulus, by the way, except for the bailing yourself out of prison, probably.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think the stories posted are what you'd expect from Americans during a rough economic period. People posting the site can pick a category. And so the number one category of purchases right now is travel and vacation, people taking their kids to Disneyland, people going to weddings, followed by vehicle and gas expenses, and then number three, I believe, is debt and credit card payments.
Rudy, were you surprised by the immediate response?
No, I mean, I felt like there was a lot of speculation about this plan, and it was supposed to give this miraculous boost to the economy, but people were sort of still unsure how consumers were going to spend this money. Were they going to save it? You know, what were they going to spend it on? Was it going to work? And so I created the site in order to allow people to sort of post these stories, and then hopefully we can sort of figure out where the stimulus money went by looking at some of these stories.
You've created an unscientific but fascinating anecdotal economic indicator.
Yeah.
Not bad, bud.
There's nothing scientific about it. It's very anecdotal, just about stories.
Rudy Adler, you're an entrepreneur and the creator of howispentmystimulus.com. Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.